I'm doing a lot of asking.
I keep saying things like how you show up.
So let's talk about this. And this could be part of the entire
online, the red thread that goes through. I am talking about the red thread of people who will fight for. And I'm also talking about how you show up in your business.
Maybe this is my red thread.
Because I talk about
your business differently and how you show up. And what I mean by that is many things. It's how you show up energetically or vibration, it's the way that you do business. So for me, I'm at the beach taking a walk every morning. I'm recording the chapters of these books
and recording things I want to do
from a very high vibrational place. So I'm taking a walk and I'm doing business. And I do an hour of business from 7 to 8 every morning.
As I'm out here, I'm doing my walk
and I'm doing business. I'm showing up
in a different way.
As we move into this 5D, we have to think. I don't even want to say outside the box, because we have to think. Rephrase. We don't need to think. We need to dive deep inside, go to our heart center, go to our intuitive side, and let that mean
where we're going in our business.
Trust yourself above all others. Trust that your intuition and your, my ears are ringing really bad right now. So I know I put something.
Yeah.
Trust that yourself let you know what you're supposed to be doing and the way you're supposed to doing it.
If you feel called
to go to the beach and take a walk,
I don't want you to think of it as,
well, I'm wasting time that I should be at my office
working on tech,
writing my book.
Right. I could have said, oh, I've got a
soul here at my desk and I have to write my book. And I could have done that. But my book is going to be 10 times better if I'm standing here on an open beach and under an open blue sky, a beautiful sunrise, dolphins
at my side.
What kind of information do you think this way to call? How much better is that information going to be? Is I'm channeling through the earth,
through the sand
and the sky
and the sun on the water
and the creek. Like, I've got the four elements all around me. My higher self, my spirit, God. And I'm in a place of joy.
I'm in a place of scratching and excitement.
No, the words are just going forth.
Right, you know.
Well, you might not have a beach, but it doesn't have to be a beach.
It's going to be whatever life you want. I know if I ask you this question,
you'll say yes. How many of you have gotten a really great idea for a business
while you were in the shower, while you were washing dishes, while you were in the garden or anger, something?
Think about the places where you get your idea. Maybe while you're painting or doing something creative. Most likely it's nature, doing something creative outside of your normal constructs,
right?
Sitting in your office. Why is that? You're relaxed. You're enjoying it. This is what you're doing. So your vibration is raised. If you're in nature doing something creative,
yes,
your vibration is frequency is raised.
Your squirrel brain is busy,
right? When I'm washing dishes or I'm walking, like my body's a little bit distracted so that I can channel the information that I need. That's why meditation is harder for me. I can do it, but I do better walking and just letting the stuff flow through me. For years, I tried to force myself to do meditation, visualization, and all this stuff. I just really didn't get a whole lot. But I found one day, not just turning this recorder on, see what happens as I took a walk. I haven't stopped since. We've been years.
For a while, I was doing my podcast while I took a walk. Because it was authentic and things were coming through. Business doesn't mean 8 to 5 sitting in an office working in a cubicle. Even if it's of our own devise, sitting in our own desk, it could be working outdoors. It could be sitting on a beach. It could be just spurts and stops of work, which is the way I do. I know everybody's not going to do it the same. I mean, I don't need to work 8 hours. I don't even really need to work 4 hours. I can work 3 hours and get everything I need to get done for that day, and I'm okay. And when the next day comes with fresh eyes and a fresh perspective, I know what I have to do. And the rest of the time, I'm in my garden, I'm writing or reading something inspired, I'm working out, I'm spending time with my family, and just spending fun with myself. I'm baking. I've been cool. Ultimately, there's nothing better.
So it's about showing up in your day-to-day ways. It's about thinking outside the quantum field. How do I want to do this business? It's taking a look at every piece of your business and saying, how can I do this in a way that I love more? If you love coaching one-on-one and we love talking to people on the phone and doing the sessions, like that's the thing that lights you up. How can you do more of that? If you can't stand that and it drains you, how can you replace that with something similar like asynchronous coaching? You know you have to get clients, but can't stand the ways you've been doing it. Feels icky or inauthentic, or you just don't like it. Do you like? And how can you show up? Because like attracts like. And the energy and the vibration that you're putting out into the world has to attract the people who are at that same place, who are looking for your solutions, who need to hear the words that you're speaking, whether you're putting that out on Facebook or on a YouTube video or in a blog post. It's a resonance match when they find you. So if you're not speaking your truth or you're talking to people you don't really want to work with, then those are the people who are coming or not coming. So we have to get really clear on who you want to work with and how you want to work with them. And so you need to do that for yourself. I'm a person who can't do a ton of one-to-one work and has never wanted to do that. I love group programs. I love showing up on workshops and webinars. I love speaking. And I don't mind coaching people, but I'm never going to be that one who has back-to-back-to-back coaching every day. I just physically can't do it. Energetically, I can't do it, really, is what I'm saying. And I don't want to do that. So I find ways to bring my expertise in more leveraged ways, which is why I taught courses and programs for 10 years. I thought it was about, I just want to work less, but it is about, I just want to work in this way. I want to give them everything I can and show up the best I can. And I couldn't do that if I had back-to-back calls every day. I would be exhausted. It's about showing up for what's right for you right now, what's right for you this month and this season. It's about the projects that you want to bring forth into the world for your mission and your purpose, and to support you, how you want this business to support you and your family. Because as solopreneurs, we are our businesses. And there's not that delineation so much, which is why I've embraced this. I can do work, in quotes, wherever and whenever I want or not. And maybe we have to stop thinking of it as work and start thinking of it as, like, where will my energy flow today? What am I going to put my energy into? It is so much energy and the way we are showing up and what we're putting that energy toward. Is it worth my energy to do this? Do I want to do it? Am I excited to do it? Is it making a difference doing it? I know you've heard things, if you don't like doing something, you can farm it out to somebody else or have somebody else who loves to do that piece. And I totally agree. The businesses that I run have been simple. So it isn't about setting up some elaborate back end stuff. The front end of my business is so simple, but I don't need lots of systems and processes. I don't need a lot of team members. I don't need SOPs and manuals and tons of procedures. So there's a perfect example because I was like, I need to create these other little freebies, like a quiz or a PDF or something like that. But do people need more of that? I feel like if people need something new and something experiential. And I love that. For me, creating experiences for people is my passion. It is what I love to do. I'm a creator maker. And I love to create experiences for people, which is why I love to do workshops and creating an experience for you.